Can gospel music from the 1990s already be considered classic? You decide right now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
Welcome to another edition of our show. We are going to hear some of those memories from the past, although for most of us, and I realize this is kind of maybe a stretch, but the 1990s doesn't seem like it was that long ago. So, the question before the house is this: can gospel music from the 1990s already be considered classic? I think so. And I think as we hear the music that I've just kind of pulled out just by going through some of the music I've had in the library here, and really no real science behind what I pull out, other than just gut feeling of what I consider to be kind of a classic sound from the 90s, I think we're going to be able to find out, even though at its latest, 1999, 10, 12 years ago, I think we can already go ahead and file some of this under a classic. Now, you may disagree with some of this, but as far as I'm concerned, I think this is going to be some classic stuff. And what we're going to really focus in on, mainly, it's going to be groups that are today right at the forefront of gospel music, artists that today are at the forefront of gospel music, but maybe in the 90s were just finding their mark in gospel music. So kind of through that lens where we're going. And I thought, what better song to pick out for the start of this program? Twofold. One, it's actually on Stan Whitmire's piano project. And by the way, Stan is the intro music of this show. A lot of people ask that question from time to time. That's Stan Whitmire. So this is from his Songs of Resurrection project, but it's featuring the vocal cameo from the Martins. So kind of a twofer here. Stan Whitmire and the Martins, both great artists in today's world and in the 90s, really just coming on the scene strong in the 90s. So this is from 1999, and I love this. It's the Easter song, Stan Whitmire and the Martins, on Daniel Britt and Friends. that good? The Martins with Stan Whitmire on Stan's project, Songs of the Resurrection. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, listening to songs primarily from the 90s, and trying to pull out just some good classic sounds, especially from groups that were really making their mark, maybe sometimes for the first time in the 90s, but certainly coming those that are really finding a maturity in the 90s in gospel music to become the forefront of gospel music today. That's kind of how we're looking at this. This is a group, while they did not start in the 90s, they started in the early 80s. Boy, the 90s really defined them in Southern gospel music, especially. It's the Gaither Vocal Band, and this was 1993, the album Peace of the Rock. Here they are with I Want to Put My Armor on Daniel Britt and Friends.
There's a war going on that won't be waged in the power of our hands. We can put our swords away. We can bow our heads and pray, and the gates of hell will never stand against us in that day. When the child of God begins to understand, I want to put my armor on. I want to stand.
I've been sitting on my circumstance too long.
That's the Gaither Vocal Band, Want to Put My Armor On. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. So when we're looking at songs that really kind of made their mark in the 90s, and then those artists that are really on the forefront of gospel music today, this one is obviously one thanks to the Gaither Homecoming series we were really focused in on in the 90s. And then all of a sudden, she kind of disappeared from the gospel music touring circuit, until recently is back on the scene, not only with a renewed passion for singing and presenting the gospel, but also for helping the homeless and the disenfranchised and the poor in Music City there in Nashville. Her name is Candy Hemphill Christmas, and boy, this was a song her daddy wrote, Joel Hemphill authored, but a song that really was strong in the 90s and a message that's timeless for today. Master of the Wind, Candy Christmas. This was from a 1999 remake on Daniel Britt and Friends.
My boat of life sails on a troubled sea. Ever there's a wind in my sails. But I have a friend who watches over.
Artist with a major part of the 1990s in gospel music who's making a reappearance now on the scene today, Candy Hemphill Christmas. Well, this group, in my mind, has been kind of defined by this song. And you may argue with me on this, but this song is Greater Vision. At the same time, Greater Vision just wouldn't have the same history, I guess, in gospel music without this song. Rodney Griffin wrote this. He's a member of the group, and this has a classic, not only Greater Vision sound, obviously, but also have given this a defining sound in gospel music. Because let's face it, some songs can be recorded with this style or that style and really be played out in any kind of style you want. But I just cannot hear this song in any other vein than Southern gospel. And I think you'll agree. My name is Lazarus, Greater Vision. What a classic from the 90s.
was just a baby, still he longed to become a normal man. And now we don't know much about the men that carried the corners of his tattered bed that day. But if we may create an illustration, we'll see what these men might have had to say.
Suppose that first man said, I hate to doubt it, for Jesus touched my eyes when I was blind, and he made me see, and there's no doubt about it. But this man's needs are more serious than mine.
Suppose that second man said, no need to bother, this man's condition will remain the same. Though Jesus touched my hand when it was withered, I don't believe he can heal a man so lame.
Suppose that third man said, I hate the question, but no one here is more skeptical than me. Though Jesus cleansed me when I was a leper, this helpless man will never walk, you see.
Then every eye was turned to the fourth man to see how he might criticize and doubt. But all three men were startled with amazement when that fourth man stopped and said his name out loud.
Greater Vision. The word defining comes to mind when I hear that. And this next one is a no-brainer. Keeping along with this theme, this group picked up this song in the 90s. It has come to define them. It's become their signature. It's just a no-brainer. Shoutin' Time in Heaven and the Hoppers. Classics from the 90s on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Go to Jesus, he will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of Christ my Savior. Oh, there are 10,000 stars. It's shouting time in heaven, a sinner once lost is found. It's shouting time in heaven, salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson glow. And now I'm feeling fine. I'm walking on the highway with my Lord, my name is written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh yes, it's shouting time. Lucky, weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better,
found. It's shouting time in heaven. Salvation has been brought down. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And now I'm feeling fine. And I'm walking on the highway with my Lord, my name's written down in the courts above. It's shouting time in heaven. Oh, yes, it's shouting time. No wonder the angels rejoice to know my sins have been covered by the crimson flow. And
shouting time. I think there's probably no argument whatsoever that that is and will continue to be for a long time a classic in gospel music. Now, it's an old song, but recorded in the 90s by the Hoppers and now just their signature. Absolutely. Well, this next group is on the scene strong today. It's a marriage in gospel music that has simply taken gospel music by storm. A couple of bluegrass families merging together to form their own kind of bluegrass gospel music sound. Jeff and Sherry Easter, and this was a classic from the 90s. Praise His Name.
When you're up against a wall and your mountain seems so tall and you realize that life's not always fair, you can run away and hide, let the old man decide, or you can change your circumstances with a prayer. Praise His name when you have a broken heart. Raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. Hands and say, greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name. Thank you.
Jeff and Sherry Easter. I'm Daniel Britt. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. So on this show, what we're doing is going back into the 90s, focusing in on music from the 1990s. We're trying to decide if this can already be considered classic. I say it can be. And in all honesty, my radio career began in Christian and gospel music in the 90s. And so this is all music that brings back a lot of memories. And for me, yeah, it wasn't the 60s and 70s. I mean, that is obviously classic stuff there. But in my mind, I recall these sounds as just wonderful memories. And I have to file it under the word classic. But I would venture to say, for a lot of people, this is considered classic stuff, even though it's more recent history. So let's go to a group that is still out there traveling today, although they've gone through some name changes through the years, but back with the name Kingsman Quartet, and this was back in 1997.
There's a spring of living water flowing from a vast supply. You can drink when you are thirsty.
Kingsmen. You're listening to Daniel Britton Friends. That's from 97. Let's move up to 98 now. And what we're doing is listening to classic sounds. I'm calling them classic. I think you'd have to agree with me. But primarily from artists that are still on the scene today, that are on the forefront of gospel music today, but maybe were making their mark in the 90s and really catching the attention of the industry and fans. And this is a group that was coming into their own because of the maturity of Lauren Talley. And it's the Talley Trio. Boy, this was a great song. 98 on Daniel Britt and Friends.
This is Daniel Britton Friends.
Once my life was filled with confusion. There was a hope of joy in my soul. One day I realized in proper illusion. I asked the Savior then to take control. Sound, I felt this
From the 90s, the Kingdom Heirs. Boy, a group that has certainly seen changes, as many quartets see changes through the years. But one thing that hasn't changed, the association with Dollywood. And boy, that group was good then. They're good now and still producing consistent music. Well, we're listening to songs from the decade of the 1990s. For most of us, it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, but we are calling these classics, even though they came from the 90s, and primarily listening to groups that were making a mark then and certainly are seeing the rewards today because of their prominent status in gospel music. And here's a lady who is still out there singing her heart out, Janet Paschal, on Daniel Britt and Friends. At music today and the top artists that we have, you can't let Ernie Haase's signature sound go without mention. However, in the 90s, that group had not yet been formed. So let's go back to the late 90s, 99 to be specific. And this was Ernie Haas, solo. What a difference a day makes. I'm Daniel Britt and Friends.
As she lay down to sleep, Mary started to weep, remembering the cross and the nails. She was there when he died, as the spear pierced his side. She watched as the Savior travailed. Now her life seemed like the end of a dream. It left her heart saddened with gloom. But in the morning she'd go see a rolled away stone and step in an empty tomb. What a difference a day makes. What a change in the and wild, you feel like your prayers are in vain. Or the father whose plans have slipped right through your hands, you cannot see past all the pain. Or the daughters and sons to the prodigal ones, lonely, the weak, or afraid. Don't lose faith in the night when the morning brings light. It will drive shadows away. What a difference a day makes. What a change in the air. When a glorious feeling of hope cuts through the doubt and despair. Well, the night seems so long. Soon the morning.
When she met him on the road, she had gone to see the tomb where Jesus lay. But when she heard the stranger speak, "Mary, I'm the one you seek," she ran to the disciples, and through her tears they heard her say, "When he spoke to me, I knew it was the Savior. When he spoke to me, he called me by my name. The stone that sealed my heart with fear rolled silently away. For when Jesus spoke, I knew I'd never be the same."
Living only for myself, but that only led to pain and misery.
group on top of the gospel music scene today. That was back in 1999 and the Perrys. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, and you know we're playing music from the 90s, kind of that defined especially a lot of the groups, as I mentioned, that are on the forefront of today's gospel music scene. And even you got to go back to the 90s when this lady was introduced to the Southern gospel world on a Gaither Homecoming taping video, Linda Randall. And my, how far she's come today in gospel music. This is One Day.
Some days drag, some days fly. Some days I think of the day I'll die. Some days thrill me, some days drain. And one day Jesus will call my name. One day Jesus will call my name. As days go by, I hope I don't stay the same. I wanna get so close to him that it's no big change. On that day that Jesus calls my name, most days I pray. But some days I curse, a sad number of days I put myself first. But it's not what I do, the cross made that plain. And one day Jesus will call my name. One day Jesus will call my name. As days go hope I don't stay the same. I wanna get so close to him that it's no big change. On that day that Jesus calls my name, one day Jesus will call my name. As days go by, I hope I don't stay the same. I get so close to him that it's no big change. On that day that Jesus calls my name, on that day that Jesus calls my name.
Jesse Dixon, and that was from the 90s, One Day Jesus. Here's Brian Free and Assurance. an undeniably top artist today in gospel music, with another classic mark from the decade of the 90s, as we wrap things up here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
He said, Father, if it be your will, the sweat turned into blood. All at once his heart stood still, overcome by love. With 10,000 reasons why it didn't have to be, in mercy, love and mercy, he thought me. From the garden where he prayed, straight to Pilate's hall, where his perfect innocence took the blame for all. Hanging on a rugged cross, though he spoke not a word, in heaven, all over heaven, my name's heard. And I became the center of attention. I was laid
listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.